Hey guys, welcome back again to another episode. We are going to be recapping this latest Real Housewives of Potomac. As always, I am Kat and with Jasmine.
Hey guys.
What an episode, first of all. Obviously, I just want to say that this entire season has been flawless as far as I'm concerned. Everybody's delivering on every level. Like, everybody's got a solid storyline, but like, obviously, we came to the pinnacle of Monique versus Candace. What are your thoughts initially?
I was so disappointed in this episode and like what happened. And I feel like Monique has been gunning for Candace the past couple of episodes. And it, now, regardless, she's saying it's about a rumor and all this stuff. She didn't start the rumor. Somebody else supposedly started it. And Giselle was talking about it too. But she was only really giving heat to Candace. And she was mad because she's friends with Charisse, right?
Right.
Even though in the past season, when Candace and Ashley were not getting along, Monique befriended her and shared her text messages with her. Her private messages with her and Candace were supposed to be close. Right. So, you know, to me, I'm just like, you know, girl, you befriended people that don't like her. So let's just knock it off with the, you know, you can't be a hypocrite. And she also, you know, brought that woman around to piss off Giselle, the one when she was dating Sherman. So I'm like, you know, she's a part of the mess too. And she does a lot of messy stuff and nobody's tried to beat her up physically for it. So yeah. I was really disappointed that Monique took it there. And I was even more pissed off about it once I saw she had no remorse. I mean, even her husband was just like, he was like shaking his head. Like he was mortified.
Yeah.
Because look, if she would have just had it, like, look, maybe she snapped. Maybe she's, because I think she's always putting on a facade that I knew there would be a breaking point to her because, you know, her little perfect bubble is crumbling. Mm-hmm. But if she had made a mistake and then at least was, you know, felt bad about it and been like, oh my God, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't normally act like that. Like, I just lost it. But to be like, nah, man, that's what happens. The hood came out. Like, Monique, you are not in the hood. And stop with that excuse. That's embarrassing. Like,
don't. Yeah, she was just doubling down on that. On right? But we have to remember too, you know, Monique is that kind of unevolved Libra energy. If you guys don't know, she's a Libra sun, Libra moon. So she's got the double dose of it. And that Venus energy is all about, you know, putting out a certain image and everything looks a certain way. And it has to be like in a box as to like what, you know, Libras do to a certain extent, like to control the narrative as well. I'd love to know what a rising sign is, but yeah, so if you guys didn't know, she's a double Libra. So she has that unevolved kind of Venus energy where she needs to control her image and how it looks. And you could obviously see in the past couple episodes, like you said, she's been gunning for Candace, but because Candace was bringing up about Ashley's marriage and she got triggered. And from that episode, I go, okay, this completely makes sense as to why she's so triggered right now, because, you know, people are talking about her marriage. Obviously it's a sensitive subject for her. Like, I understand that, but it's like, you're clearly, something's going on there, something deeper, whether the trainer was giving her validation or something happened or not. Or maybe it's just the rumor is fucking with that image of the marriage that she likes to put out, that perfect family life, you know what I mean? So yes. She definitely, but I think her and Candace have had these unresolved kind of issues just kind of bubbling below the surface anyway. And just the way that Monique was coming at her, though, I'm not saying that like, either of them were completely in the right or not, but Monique has been coming at her for a while. I mean, it doesn't take a dumb person to see that this whole season. It's like,
yeah,
she, even her
following cannot see it at all. Like I've been,
they're about as toxic as like LVP stuff.
Yes. I've been in the trenches on Instagram looking at, like, I made a comment on one of the pages, which I probably shouldn't. Of. And, you know, a lot of people seem to, because everybody was like, Team Monique, she asked to get dragged. She deserved to get dragged. And I was like, obviously, everybody in these comment section is actually team jail. Because when you do stuff like this, you risk it all. I was like, Monique can use the excuse of like, the hood came out of me. Monique, you're not in the hood. You're a fucking, you're a businesswoman, your wife. You actually have like a family. You're somebody that people look up to. You can actually lose a lot. She actually could lose her peach for her violence and like the way she's acted after.
It's happened
like,
before.
Yeah, nobody really wants to film with her. So I'm like, you know, there's consequences for that type of behavior too. So I'm like, obviously you people are team jail because, you know, grown adults, now we really can't go around, even if we want to, we can't go around snatching people up because, yeah, we're going to end up clank clank, you know, most of the time that can happen. And I had a couple of people that got really mad that I said that because they were like, she deserved it. I don't care. Talk shit. You get hit. And I'm like, well, maybe if Monique really wants to be about that life, maybe she needs to be on Love and Hip Hop. She can go right on.
Someone I follow said that this feels like more like Bad Girls Club than
Real Housewives. Yes, or Bad Girls Club. You can be on a show where they actually have bodyguards around all the time.
Yeah, because everybody's ready to pop off at any moment.
Yeah, like we don't, this is Potomac. This is an exclusive neighborhood. You know, no, people do not conduct themselves like that. I mean, Karen's marriage has been under attack. Her finances, everything. Like, I mean,
but she doesn't resort to violence.
Exactly. I mean, Robin's has. I mean, Ashley came for Robin's marriage. Giselle and Robin came for Karen, and you know, her husband. They did hard, and she got up and she dealt with it. She used her words, and she got, so everybody's been messed with their relationships and their this and the that. Like, what are you talking? You, if you can't, that is what is going to happen on the show. Your lives are going to be brought up. Any rumor is going to be addressed. That's what
happens. And you can't get triggered like that every time it happens.
Yeah, you can't drag everybody because, yeah, I wouldn't want to film with you either. I'd be like, no, you know, this isn't like, yeah, Monique, you're not like, you know, off camera and you're, you know, living a quiet life somewhere and something happened. This is on like TV. Like, honestly, too, people are not like, even doing stuff like that, then in the neighborhood when the Real Housewives of Potomac is filming, like people are going to say no. Because they do that with Love and Hip Hop. Like a lot of places will actually turn them down.
I mean, you could argue that it makes for good TV, but I don't know about you, but I was physically like, I was like cringing at this. Like most of the time I'm like, okay, this is fun. Like it was kind of like on par with like the Porsche Kenya thing, like how violent and aggressive that got. And I'm not blaming anybody. It was just in general, it was very aggressive. It like made me physically uncomfortable. I don't know. I just,
and I get, at least with Porsche, like, because you know, I get it. I have a temper too. Like at least like, you know, Portia was like remorseful. Like, I think even right after, maybe like 15 minutes after it happened, she was like, oh my God, what did I do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Monique was just like, yep, about that life. I'm like, Monique.
I mean, obviously really? She was still in her adrenaline. I'm curious to see this next episode. When I'll confront the preview, her.
And she does not back down.
Yeah.
And Wendy is like,
I can't wait to see that whole scene and just see how it kind of plays out. And the reunions too, obviously we'll see, I'm sure we'll very much get into that. Cause I think it's going to affect the rest of the season and the rest of how they filmed. So I'm really curious to see like how that actually went on.
I think Monique doesn't go on the girls trip or anything like that because nobody's comfortable around her because on the preview for next week too, like, she's just like, she says she's not remorseful. She and everybody's like, Giselle's like, well, I don't want to be around you then. Everybody's basically saying that. And, you know, I get I seen some of like, people getting mad at what Wendy said about, you know, as a Black woman, like acting like that on TV, you're setting us back. And so many people got mad about that. And I'm like, And mostly Black people got mad about that. And I was just like, okay, if you're not, I'm a Black person, if you're not aware of the current climate right now, and this current climate has been around for a long time, but we're actually like, you know, there's a fight going on right now to change it. And we as a Black woman that's like has been in the corporate world, you do have a reputation. I have people that are absolutely like, I have certain men that are actually scared of me. Like, I mean, I remember when a client didn't want to work with me anymore. And I went there with another work associate to go have a talk with them. And they moved all their cars out of the parking lot as if I was going to go down there with a bat and take
them. Wow.
And me and my friend never, he always brings this up. Like, you remember that? Like, that was insane. Like, but there is this stereotype. There's a reason why, like, they'll find any excuse to not let us in the door at times. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't get, and they're like, why do we have to be held to a higher standard? Like, you know, I get if you're frustrated, but, you know, honestly, for yourself, you should want to try to live up to being a better person. I can have a temper too, like I said, and I really try to work on that because it's not becoming for me to be like, you know, going around stomping on everybody. Like, oh, look at me that way, slap. You look at me, slap. No, we're better than that. And we want to, you know, I get like, some people get frustrated, like everybody fights. And it's like, unfortunately, like, you know, to the dominant culture here has put a stereotype on us. And mm-hmm. the people that the Black women that are in the corporate world, like if I get passionate about something, it's taken a lot differently than my, you know, other coworker Shandy, who sits next to me, who's blonde. And, mm-hmm. you know, my boss is my current client, the guy he's scared of me too. Like, because he thinks like, oh, you know, she, you know, I says to certain people, like, she's a strong Black woman. Sure. She likes to smack men around. He's from the South. He doesn't know any better. I'm just trying to like, ugh. But I know, you got to work. So I have to work. I have to make a living. So I just deal with certain things, but I'm like, people don't realize, I think, because maybe they're not they're not in the corporate world or whatever their jobs may be, who knows, or maybe they're not working. But there are a lot of issues still in the corporate world that a lot of us are fighting. So having something like this happen on we don't have a lot of good representation of Black people on TV, especially in the reality world. They only want to look. Yes, of course, everybody fights, but for Black people, they only want to show the love and hip hop and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's great to have this representation of us. So it's like, please don't take it there and be better than that, Monique. You're not a part of that mm-hmm. whatever you thought that was. You're better than being violent. Like, you can use your words, you can communicate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, the whole situation like pissed me off, and people running after Wendy, getting super pissed off. Like, you know, Wendy's in that fight every day. Like, yeah. Wendy did make a comment. She said, you know, I get threatened all because she's like, I'm on TV fighting for people of color every day. And mm-hmm. I get threats. My family gets threats all the time. She's like, people come up to me and say stuff. She's like, I've never swung on any of them.
Yeah.
So she was like, Monique has no excuse.
Yeah.
None. And I was like, 100%. But it's a hard pill for people to swallow. They just want their ratchet TV and they're just like, whatever that they're not thinking of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And the community as a whole, like they're just not, they're just looking at a TV show, but it's so much bigger than that. And especially right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you're able to like resonate with Wendy on that level and, share a personal anecdote, because I think a lot of our listeners, wouldn't even realize that, you know? So I'm glad you put that into perspective because I have seen a lot of, attacking Wendy, and I thought, wow, that's really interesting. But I did want to bring up too and we'll get into more of the episode, but the way that certain, and you kind of mentioned it earlier with Monique stands and LVP stands, and the way that certain Bravo fans and just like, I guess people in general, can't hold duality for somebody is just so wild to me. Like how you have to be black and white on everything and you can't hold more than one opinion on a person is just, it's almost offensive to me. I'm just like, why can't you love somebody, like somebody, and also critique them for their behavior? Like, isn't that what true love is? Like, if you love Monique so much, why can't you critique her behavior? You know what I mean? Like, that's actually looking out for some, I mean, in general, that could be with any friendship or family member or whatever. But it's so crazy to me that you see it a lot, like in the Bravo fan base, where people get so offended if you critique their favorite housewife. And it's like, we're all watching this together. You know, we all have judgments and criticisms. That's why so many of us have podcasts on this. It bothers me so much when people just tell you, oh, you have to choose a side, you have to choose a team, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I like Monique and Candace. I'm like, I was telling my friend the other day, I'm like, unpopular opinion, I like them both. Like, and I was disappointed to see them both fight, but I understand, you know, where they're both coming from. And it seems like a lot of people can't do that, or you have to choose a side. And someone, another Bravo podcaster that I follow was saying that too. She's actually normally on Monique's side, but she said, you know, I'm disappointed in both of them. She's, you know, somebody who can also make these, form these opinions on people. And I don't know, it's something about that in Bravo. And when these really divisive fights and stuff like this happens, like, everybody's just taking a side. I'm like, why can't we just see both sides of the situation?
You know what? I agree.
Maybe that's my Libra Mars talking.
No, you're right. I think also, not even just Bravo, I think just like the people in the world in general, yeah. I feel like we idolize people. I mean, we're seeing it now, even with obviously the cops, the politician, and this and that. When people are the president, when certain people are put in these positions, we start to put them as godlike. We view them as that, and they can't do any wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't criticize them. They're above the you know, fucking, you know, wrongdoing in a lot of people's eyes. And I don't know, I've never been like that. So it's pretty bizarre to me, but I see a majority of throughout my life. I just remember, like, even we can even bring up like Michael Jackson, like, you know, he was worshiped like godlike, and, you know, even if he did do something wrong, people aren't gonna like, they're not going to hold him accountable because they put him, you know, in this, that godlike box. He's one of those people in there. So he can't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. That's fucking Michael Jackson. Like, people are just like, don't talk about him. You're just like, what? Like, chill the fuck out. Like, no, I'm going to talk about it.
It's so, it's the idol worship. It's kind of it's buying into like a classist society as well. And that's another topic we could get into some other time. But, it's seen a lot in the Bravo world. And like you said, like in everyday life that we're looking at right now, people who wear a certain uniform or of a certain class or of a certain social status, it's like they can do no wrong in people's eyes. And we got to break away from that, especially in Bravo, because it's making it less fun to watch and less fun to like voice your opinion on the internet too. Cause people will just jump down your throat about it. It's like, you can watch, I think it was somebody else posted this the other day. I want to say it was Danny Pellegrino or Bravo historian, or somebody was like, you can watch these shows and also realize that even the person you don't like is essential to the show. Because if you had a bunch of Moniques on one show, it'd be fucking boring.
Oh, like, my God. Everybody be trying to, it would be like Beverly Hills. They'd all act perfect.
Exactly.
I would be exactly. Like, I can't.
It's like, you, as much as people can't stand Candace, and obviously you and I like her. Because we realize she's essential to the show. Like, you need that kind of villain. You need that kind of underdog. You need that kind of, like, these women are complex women. They're complex.
I think too, so Potomac, obviously it's a black housewife show. I think with Candace, like, we in the black community at times, we you know, Candace is looking at, like, probably looked at in a way as of like, she's, you know, she doesn't act black, you know, and she's chirpy and this and that. So I'm not shocked at seeing how black people are responding to this fight and why they don't like her. They already don't like her. You know, she's married to a white guy. She acts, she's beauty pageant. And, you know, Ashley gets more of a pass like of that because, you know, they're like, oh, they actually consider her probably more white, the black community. So they're like, oh, her dad.
I was going to say, is it because she's half white that
happened? Yes, but Candace, you know, the black community can be very hard. They think there's a certain way to be sometimes if you're black, and like, Monique kind of still has that, but Candace does not have that. That's not how she acts. She's just is who she is. And I think, you know, that's sometimes a hard, in the Black community, that's a very hard thing for people to accept. Mainly because of, I blame it on like colonization and slavery and all that shit, because we made it seem like, okay, if, you know, this is how Black people act, and if, you know, but you can step out of acting like a Black person, you know? Mm-hmm. And people still think like that in certain ways. And it's very sad. It's like, but I feel like they're being so hard on Candace, and I like her. I like her personality. I can really see through what anybody's like trying to project. That's why Monique gets on my nerves. Not that I couldn't be friends with Monique, because I could, but me and her would bicker too, because she's always pretending, you know? And I feel like even if we were one-on-one, she'd still be putting on a show, and I'd be like, stop. You know what I mean? Like, can we just hang out? Like, I don't need you to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, you know, it's okay if you're annoyed with your husband today. You don't have to act like it's perfect in this house. You know, I don't need that. And I that's one thing I like about Candace is, you know, she's very transparent, but I do think Monique is essential for the show. So it's going to really suck if she leaves, but Monique has like, I honestly don't see her staying on the show. Like, I don't know how both of them could stay, because I don't see Monique really getting over this. And I can't even imagine them being around each other at this point. Like, Monique still has a huge amount of anger towards her. And I don't know. Like,
I'm curious to see the reunion. And if, you know, sometimes we see at the reunions that they'll hopefully try to hash it out. Obviously it remains to be seen. But it seems like, I don't know, it just seems like everything's up in the air and we're just kind of waiting to see how the season plays out. Did we want to talk a little bit about Giselle and her dad and how that went? What are your thoughts on that mic?
That was so, I was
to end the episode.
I was so mortified for her, because, you know, during the confessional, she was asked about how many kids does Jamal have, and she was like, I'm not talking about that, because, you know, she's getting into her, like, okay, I gotta put on a front. She's putting on this like, you know, oh, we're together, it's perfect. And the dad just answered that question even without her trying not to do it.
Yep.
During that moment he did, and I saw her address it quickly, but she did it in such a beauty pageant way.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm like, Giselle, like, there's clearly, I don't know, like, just my own energetic, like, read on it. Like, I feel like he's going to pull her down that rabbit hole again. I think that he loves that she's doing so well. He's the type of person that loves the spotlight. Mm-hmm. She is like.
Do we know Jamal's sign?
No, I want to look it up, though. And I know she loved, like, I know I think he's like attracted to, like, because, you know, he was always in the spotlight, then he kind of fell off, and now she hasn't. And she's like that woman, like, for him, he likes that, like, that she's like, looks good on paper. Like, mm-hmm. She's beautiful, she's got this, she's got that. But that man belongs to the streets. You can just sense it. Like, everybody's feeling it. And I can tell that, like, you know, a part of Giselle, she's not going to say this, but she really does want to be with somebody. She doesn't want to be alone.
Yeah, of course.
But I can tell she genuinely still, and probably always has, still feelings for him. And so, you know, she's very brave for diving back into this, but mm-hmm. I just do not get a good read on it. I think he is extremely shady. I think our kids are right. I think our dad is right. I mean, and she's thinking, oh, my dad's going to walk me down the aisle. He didn't walk you down the aisle the first time. So I didn't take on it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it the first time. And he had already cheated on her that prior to that, and probably had kids at that moment. So he's just cheating with no protection too. He's just like, come on, everybody get on this community dick, you know, like, the community church, get on the community dick. Like, I really want to do a matchmaking sesh for her. I feel like that would be
a good
thing on Bravo, like, to have her go on a few dates and instead of this whole joke. It was very weird too, because when she went out to Atlanta, they didn't even stay together at the same house, which I thought was very odd.
Yes. Because
you know what? These are your, these are, this is their dad. This isn't like another man. You know what I mean? This is their fucking dad. So the fact that she was like, oh no, we're not going to stay at his house. I was like, something else is secretive. He was probably like, probably wanted to put her there. Like, and him being in Atlanta, it's just thought city. Like, no, I don't know. He's in a different state, Giselle. Like, no, just Giselle, you can do better. He ain't spiritually right. He ain't.
No, because you can, I just feel like you don't have to be dumb to realize that he's obviously coming back on the show for clout. And Giselle tries to, I love Giselle, but she does unfortunately try to frame things a particular way. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if she had some Libra in her too, because she tries to create this narrative of everything's great. Jamal and I are back together. But like everything needs to be this until it's not. And as a Virgo, I guess I can relate to that as well. And having a Libra placement, but I don't know. I just, it just doesn't feel genuine.
It doesn't. And you know, I'm shocked she's even doing, cause she's so sensitive about her relationship. Cause she was even like this with Sherman. She doesn't even want anybody asking her questions.
I know. I'm shocked she's entertaining this at all.
Well, honestly. I mean, but nobody can reach, you see, she won't bring him around. She doesn't even want the producers asking her too many questions about like the situation. And I'm like, if you're feeling that way, Giselle, it's because you're unsure. There's like something that's making you nervous when you're this fucking on edge about someone or something. Like, there, you know, and I don't think she's fully past the past either. But yeah, the fact that he had all those what babies on her too, while they were married, like, what about him is different now, Giselle? Like, what do you see besides him hitting you up all the time to talk and paying you attention? Because that don't mean shit.
Well, just adding to that too is like, I don't even see any chemistry between them when they're in together. It's always like, they're always deferring to the kids to like maybe escape from not having to show their lack of chemistry on camera.
I know.
It's like, you can see it. The camera's reading it. You can't see any chemistry.
I agree. I don't see any chemistry between them. It's very like, it's very weird. Like I can't, you know, I could see the chemistry between her and Sherman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I could feel it. Like I was like, absolutely. Oh, okay. He's definitely doing some shit on the side. Like but I just saw that she celebrated a birthday and I mean, maybe she could have did something private with Jamal. But I saw she had like,
she doesn't post anything about him, does she? On Instagram?
I thought I saw a post. I did see a post that she made and he was in it. It was like a charity thing. And I think
it's not like a relationship thing.
Yeah.
It's like an event.
It's very like a community relationship. Like, it's the show. And like, obviously he wanted to do that open. Like it was very strategic. Like, I'm going to give my daughters this and do this. Like have the Bravo cameras here at the opening. Like he knows what he's doing.
Seems like it's a relationship of convenience, but I hope it's not a one-sided kind of convenience.
Oh, it's definitely one-sided. Giselle is like, he's changed. She's different. I'm like, Giselle.
She knows in her heart that that's not the case.
Your kids are even trying to say something. And I can tell she's really invested in him because even when she was like, my kids aren't happy about this. When she was telling her friend and her friend was trying to explain where they were coming from, she started crying. She really has feelings for this man.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh man, this guy's so shady. So I feel really bad. I think they're still fucking around right now too. So, because by the way she commented on that new talk show they had when she was asked about what her dad said, she gave like a very diplomatic explanation, and then she was like, "He and my dad will be walking me down the aisle." So, you know, dad say things when he thought he was on mic. So
it was a very PR response.
Yeah.
I mean, we want the best for Giselle, and I hope this doesn't end badly. But so far, it's not looking good. Are you ready for his birth chart, by the way?
Yes, yes.
So he's a Taurus. He's on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini, okay?
Oh, gosh.
But depending on the time of day, obviously his sun could be in Taurus or Gemini, but he would still have a lot of Taurus placements as far as Mercury, Venus, and Mars in Taurus. Now, his moon is in either Aries or Pisces. So what do you think?
Oh God. I think I would say Pisces. As many babies as he has, I think sometimes those Pisces mood, like I can see with that Taurus, that if he has a heavy Taurus placement with the mm-hmm. Pisces moon, I can see him just being a little charmer, you know?
Yeah.
I can just see, I can see him just, and you know, Pisces act like victims sometimes when there's a, so he was a man that was of high stature, well-known in the church. So I can definitely see him, like all these women coming on to him, and a typical unevolved Pisces moon will act like a victim to all of it. Like, they were coming on to me. They grabbed me. She kissed me. She made me do it. Like, you know, they you just be like, what? It's your dick. You're in control.
Yeah.
Knock it off. But they'll somehow find a way to make it seem like it was your fault. You're just like, how did I? And then you're apologizing at the end. They're so slick. So I can't even imagine the Taurus combination with that. If that moon placement actually makes me nervous. No, thank you.
I feel like Taurus with like any water placement combination is just, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. I feel like Taurus, if they want to be grounded, they need to have other earth placements going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I can't wait for next week. Again, as far as a general review, this entire season has been flawless. We'll definitely be back with another Potomac recap soon, I'm sure, because that's kind of the only Housewives on right now, I think. It's pretty much Potomac at the moment. We have Salt Lake City and Orange County.
Salt Lake City is starting. Orange County is starting. Yeah, I think everything else pretty much.
We forgot to
actually just touch on quickly, if we can briefly for a couple minutes, just Karen.
Oh, yeah, Karen and Ray. That was sad. That was really sad.
I felt so bad for Karen. And, you know, this relationship, this is what I mean about relationships that aren't like, you know, men and women sometimes they get together for a lot of reasons. Karen was way younger than him. She was beautiful. She was poised, you know, she's intelligent. But, you know, when he probably was like, oh, I'm getting me a little pretty young thing. She dotes on me, this and that. So his love obviously comes with conditions. So now that mm-hmm. she's not able to dote on him because her life is starting to like blossom and she's getting a few other opportunities, all of a sudden he doesn't know if he loves her anymore. And, you know, those type of, I feel bad for people that get into relationships like this because, you know, I can sense stuff. So I know when love is superficial. I'm not genuine, but obviously a lot of people can't. And with this situation, his was obviously, it came with conditions. So it was superficial and not genuine because he's mad that he's not getting a dinner every night. And you know, Karen being on this show, and it almost reminds me of Greg and Nene. Greg was always the breadwinner but then Greg's business started, like, it wasn't doing as well. And then Nene was on the show. She became so popular. She was actually doing well.
And Nene and Greg had an age difference too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But actually that Nene getting on the show started to save them financially, which is the same thing with Karen.
Yeah.
Because they had issues. And now since that dynamic has changed and she's just not this like little, you know, doting on him and doing all this stuff, like, you know, he's like questioning his love and all this other shit. And I'm just like, you're a fucking asshole. And Karen can do better. And I don't want her wasting the rest of her years trying to make a man love her. And she has to be a certain way for a man to love her. That is not genuine love. It's just not.
Yeah. Well, I hope Ray comes around because I feel like they do have love for each other, even though he wasn't sure if he does love her anymore or like in love with her anymore. But I feel like they do make a great couple, but Ray needs to come around on Karen being a businesswoman and having her own life. It's like, come on, man. Like the kids are gone. Let Karen live. Like, but it's definitely interesting. And I like that Karen and Ray are putting this shit out there. I think it's really brave. I think it's really vulnerable. Where normally a Taurus woman wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, she would not be honest. I'm I was
Karen's a Taurus with a Virgo moon, so normally like she'd be pretty
private.
Pretty private. So props to Karen for putting it out there. We love Karen, obviously. If I had to pick a team, I'm team Karen, okay?
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Fucking her husband. I'm just like, oh God, I almost wanted to slap him. Like, oh, she didn't make you dinner every night. So now you don't know if I definitely get what you're saying though. I think he has, he has love for her 100%. That's the mother with kids. But I'm talking about what I'm saying. Love. I meant like being in love. Like,
oh, of course
his idea of being in love comes with conditions.
Yes.
And it's not like she just like, you know, started becoming an axe murderer or something like that. It's literally like, oh, I'm starting this business and I'm going to help contribute to the family. Like, yeah, your stuff has changed. The kids are gone. And you should, you know, hopefully, you know, that's one thing I do like when I see Erica Jane's relationship with her husband, who's way older than her. She's allowed to still have her own identity. And to pursue her dreams and goals. Ray, obviously he's not okay with that. And
The difference is there though, is that Tom Girardi still works a lot. So they still have their separate lives. Ray is retired. And
did Ray retire?
I believe so. And he wants to, that happens in generational, like generation gap marriages like that is like when you're you're still in different life phases, unless both of you are doing your own thing. Obviously Ray wants to be retired and hang out with his wife. I fully get that. But it's like, Karen is in a different phase of her life right now. She's really coming into it. And yes, everybody, you can come into your life at age 50. Okay. It doesn't matter what age. But that's the thing is that, you know, he's in a different stage. She's in a different stage. They have to figure out where to meet in the middle, I guess.
100%. And I get that. I get that. I know that can happen. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he was never really in love with her. If he's saying, well, now that she's not doing these things, I don't know if I love her.
Right.
I'm like, no, because you can be like, oh my God, I'm unhappy in my relationship. But that love does not go away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be like, you know what? I'm fucking pissed. I want you to be home with me. No, you're like, I don't know if I love you because you're not here cooking me dinner.
Yeah.
Like I used to get dinner and I used to get breakfast. So I don't know. Like this is.
Do you want to know Ray's sign?
Oh God. What is it?
A Libra.
Oh gosh. A little Tom Schwartz. They also like to be a little mean. So the men, they do. I feel like Libra men, like so different from the women, like where they're always putting on a happy facade. They like to be mean to their partners at times. And I'm always like, what is this? It's almost like.
It's true.
I've noticed that pattern with them. I'm like,
Well, and it's nice like that diplomatic thing. It's like they're trying to be diplomatic. And then the unevolved side of that for the men is like, just blurt out whatever you're fucking saying, whatever you're thinking.
100%.
Anything else to add on this episode?
No, I think that sums it up. We're going to keep this episode short. Well, somewhat.
Yeah. We just wanted to do Potomac this week. Cause obviously, that's again, the best Housewives franchise and the only one on at the moment. We're not sure. I mean, I don't personally think I'm going to be watching OC. I might check in like the first episode, Salt Lake City. I'll have to give it a try. What are your thoughts on recapping those?
Yeah,
I'm not fully on board.
I definitely want to check out Salt Lake City. I want to just, I have to watch the first episode.
Yeah, we got to check it out at least.
OC, oh God. I am going to watch the first episode. I need to see the tone for it. I'm a tad bit.
Apprehensive?
God. You know,
at least.
I'm a tad bit. Yeah, definitely a little apprehensive, but I'm like, okay, I want to check this out. I want to see. I mean, even though fucking Kelly gets on my fucking nerves, like I think she was a necessary evil to deal with like Tamara and Vicky. Like I thought she was, because everybody was like either too scared to like go against them because they thought that they were like the top dogs that would never be fired. So people always kiss their ass. And we needed somebody in there that would really go to bat with them. So I thought she was definitely that, but she's so unlikable. And she's just like, she cannot read a room. She's so tone deaf. She's just like fucking stupid. Like I don't know if I want. I'm like, I'm so over Kelly. I'm like, God, she's enough of a reason for me not to want to watch. But yeah. I'm going to watch the next episode. And I'm the only thing I'm wishing this season is that she puts her foot so down her throat that she's gone next.
Oh, I don't think she'll be coming back. Based on the comments she made about the pandemic and all of that, like, I really don't think it's going to happen for her. She's a great representation of Orange County in a general way, Republican, but, but I don't see her coming back. I see probably a complete retool of Orange County, but you know, they were filming well into the pandemic. So I think they just kind of had to air it. They just kind of had to be like, okay, this is what we have. We're just going to go with it, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I also think too, Southern Charm is coming back on. So I wasn't going to watch that either.
That needs a complete recast as well.
Yeah, Catherine and Craig. I heard Craig was like filming with that. I mean, not filming, doing Instagram lives with that obnoxious woman that's on Fox News, the young girl. I forget her name, the blonde. The argumentative one.
Yeah, I know
her. I heard he was doing lives with her and stuff. I was just like, the last thing I want to do is give this cast energy. But you know who's really surprised me, who I've been like, wow, like I didn't expect him to be, you know, really about human rights and thinking about the planet and stuff, was Shep. I've been getting a lot of notifications of him from Twitter, and he's constantly like, Shep has been known to be a Republican, and he is, and that's fine, but he also knows that, like, Trump is toxic, and he is going to bat about it, and he is not afraid. He's in his comment sections. He is tweeting stuff. He is very, like, I've actually been, like, really blown away by him. I'm like, wow. Because, of course, he has a huge, like, he also has a lot of racist people following him and all mm-hmm. kinds of shit. So the fact that he is doing it made me, like, definitely, you know, you would think it would be somebody like Craig, and, you know, Shep surprised me. He surprised me to the core.
Yeah, especially after his behavior of, like, that thing of when he was like taunting the homeless person.
Yeah.
I obviously that comes a lot from his privilege and his living in a bubble, kind of like Catherine. So I'm actually very surprised at this, this outspokenness.
Yeah. I think
when typically he doesn't have to be, you know,
exactly. And I think he admits that he's like, he knows that he's, and I think, yeah, can Shep be a douche? Yes. But I think mm-hmm. the fact that even people are like, you know, they're trying to be like calling him out on past stuff, and he's like very just like, living in his truth and being like, you know, yes, I know I can be an asshole, but this isn't right. Da, 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 da. You know, mm-hmm. so I was like, you know what? I'm very out of you think fucking dense fucking, what's that fucking weird guy with the lisp on the show? Like, I don't even remember what his name is because he's so unimportant. Austin, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't been opinionated about anything, and like, you know, Craig's over here kissing the ass of that fucking racist douchebag, whatever her name is on Fox. So I was just really just because obviously with his, you know, even I don't even think he's voting Republican this year, because obviously he's more so to vote that way. Even if he was more like wasn't as conservative in his thought process and certain things, like because of his tax bracket, right? So, but I think even him, he's just like, you know what? No, like, this guy is causing a lot of problems. He's you know, pushes these conspiracy theories. He has the world up in uproar, like about just nonsense. Like he's doing more harm than good. And I'm just glad that he's one of the people that noticed that. And especially with his type of following, the fact that he's like actually speaking up on it made me really happy. You should check out his Twitter though, because I'm like, he's always just like tweeting shit.
Yeah, I was looking at it right now just to see. Okay, well, good for him. anyway, maybe we'll check out Southern Charm and maybe do an episode on it if it seems interesting. We'll have to get back to you guys. All of these things are up in the air. So until then, you can definitely expect a Potomac recap, though.
Yes.
And probably some Instagram Live soon. So, yeah, I think that's all I got for Potomac.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
I know. I'm like, somebody sign off, please. My mind went blank. All right. We'll see you guys. Subscribe to us on Apple and obviously Spotify and Instagram at Booze Witches. We are also on Twitter, I believe, right? You mentioned Twitter.
Yes. Yes.
At the Booze Witches. I think we have it on. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just so you guys know. But anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.